Hey, welcome back.
What's going on, family?
Chilling. I think what we keep forgetting to do at the beginning is reintroduce ourselves. So
they don't know by now.
We only did it the first time. So, hey everyone, this is Lindsay Morgan.
Hello, and this is Chris.
Just Chris. That's what we should call you.
Just Chris. I guess. Whatever. You know, my name is the most popular boy's name in 1986. Did you know that?
No.
What's the year I was born?
Not the kind of research I would be doing.
You have to know about yourself.
Okay. You know? That's true. About yourself. You're right.
I'll go by Chris. If y'all want to call me just Chris, whatever. Welcome back to I Have No Idea, the show where we have no idea and try to find one.
Literally. That's it.
There we go. So what are we talking about today?
We were actually just talking about something that, I mean, let's just take a day to an episode to talk about what we're going to talk about. And if it ties into, you know, our walk with faith, which it most likely will, then let's do so. But if not, let's just keep rolling. So we were talking about just Chris's.
That doesn't even sound right.
Opinion of how insecure the show Insecure gives women what?
Stupid ideas, like reasons to do stupid stuff.
And he started explaining, but then he stopped. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's trying to do it for this episode. And I guess not, but we're going to. So please enlighten us.
Now I want to say, no, I'm not. It gives females a stupid excuse to do stupid stuff. It does. For example, what's her friend that's a lawyer? What's
Yvonne. Her name? Molly on the show.
Molly. Why? Molly has the recipe for winning, but she doesn't want to win because of her. Molly is, she's attractive. All right. She's a lawyer. She has no kids. And mm-hmm. she's on a career path. She makes great money. She got a good personality. But she self-sabotages herself. Why on earth is Molly out here sleeping with her friend who's married? Everybody knows that that's going to damage Molly more, but she does it on the show. Now, I'm not saying that the show is responsible, but it does give an excuse, because as 90 babies, you know that the TV raised us, and you also know that the TV sets kind of like a precedence or a standard for the way that we go about living our lives. It does. Or an example. And instead of having this character who's like, hey, she has the opportunity to do it, but instead of taking that opportunity to destroy herself, she takes this opportunity to enhance herself. Like, why couldn't the show have been that?
Well, I guess me personally, I don't feel like it's giving people an idea of anything. I think it's a reflection of what people deal with on a daily basis.
Like, so females are that stupid?
I don't feel like it has anything to do with stupidity. I think it has more to do with growth and figuring out who you are and what exactly you desire, what you can handle, what you can't handle, all of that good stuff.
Man, my girlfriend has friends who make very similar choices. I'm like, these girls need guidance. they need guidance. They need somebody who's
not you or other men. They need to figure out who they are. Like, they have
why not
have
me
to figure out what they want.
Why not
because,
me?
Because you nigga, you can't tell people how they feel about a certain person or a situation. That's just like, I mean, in the simplest form, hey, I think that I like Walmart better than Target. Have you ever been to Target?
Yes, I have.
Well, no, I haven't been to Target. Oh, well, how do you know you like Walmart better than Target? I'm just going to assume, okay, so Target presents itself. Let me go in Target. Okay. Yeah, this is great in the beginning. And then, like, as I go through this store, I realize that these prices are ridiculous. Now I can form an educated opinion about Target, relating it to the show. Hey, Molly has this friend she was really good friends with. Didn't think about him sexually. Okay, opportunity presents itself. Wait, you're married? Yeah, but it's open marriage. All right, so I can have the best of both worlds. I can literally have a friend that I sleep with, but I don't have to have any of the feelings associated with it because he got a wife. Cool. Let's try it. Then she realized, okay, maybe it's a little bit more because he gives off a little bit more than he needs to. But at the same time, he likes to be able to say, hold on now. This is me and my wife's situation. So to me, it's like, you don't, I mean, she's learning through her mistakes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Can it but be avoided? Sometimes.
Okay, I like that. Maybe this is a teaching opportunity because, you know, why a wise man once said that wise people learn from the mistakes of other people as well as their own. So maybe they're putting that out there for the sake of someone else to learn from that mistake so that they don't cross that bridge. Maybe so.
Maybe. Or back. For I'm, someone to, I'm sorry, who's Issa. In that situation, someone who's in that situation to say, okay, so I'm not the only one feeling like this ain't right. It's not just me or this doesn't work. I have something else to go on. Yes, it's TV. Yes, it's scripted. But these are issues that people are dealing with on a daily basis. Like, even things that you don't consider people to be dealing with. Like, I was talking to my sister about the part where they have Issa sleeping in the same bed with Daniel and them not having sex. Or the fact that she just chose to live with him over her close friends and her family. And I'm like, that ain't realistic. And she was like, actually it is. I actually have a friend who did it and I know somebody else who did it and it's possible and it's realistic. Oh, okay. So maybe I haven't seen it, but people are really dealing with stuff like that. That's crazy. But I mean, the beginning of the show was kind of, I was able to relate to, I guess, the last season. So, hey, there's somebody out there.
I guess. It's kind of like, man, I don't know what does it take for you to know that that's not a smart move to make? I don't know.
Like, some people experience.
I guess. Because, I mean, I don't need experience to know whether or not a move that I'm making is smart or not.
I mean, like, when I personally watched it, I'm like, no, don't do it. This is going to be bad for you. Like, and my first thought was, and this is crazy because literally my first thought was, one day this nigga gonna say, don't worry about my wife, and you're gonna be really pissed off because you have to come to the, you know, it's gonna be in your face that, wow, this is not my man. Like, he is married to somebody else. I'm the side chick. And then you have to deal with that.
Yes.
Lo and behold, a season later, I'm like, and there it is right there. That one time where he say that and it actually stings, like, dang, you right. I'm this ain't my relationship. Like, you got a whole nother thing going.
But that's like the preconceived notion that sex doesn't mean anything. Like, that's why I don't like we still dealing with this. People still don't think sex means anything. Like, it doesn't matter. That humans, we want to connect, period. We are relationship oriented beings, period.
I don't know,
we want to connect.
I'm only saying this from experience. It don't always mean
something to you, but somebody, it means something too. If you do it long enough, hey, that's a relationship. That's a pattern, period. I've seen it happen plenty of times. It's happened to me. You can't just continue to hook up with the person and then not expect for somebody to catch feelings, period. And then if those feelings aren't mutual, that's going to complicate the situation even further. Because at the end of the day, we just don't want to connect with the person that we like in some way, shape, or form, and it just be that. Somebody is catching feelings.
I can't agree or disagree with that because, I mean, in certain situations, it's obvious to me, but then in other situations, it's like, I mean, I know I didn't have feelings. I never asked if they did. And when I'm done with something, I'm just done with something. So I didn't really care. So I guess that's why I can't be like, yeah, you're right. Or no, you're wrong. Because I didn't I didn't even take the time to ask. So
I've been on both ends of it. And that's how I'm speaking from perspective or from experience. And I used to be one of those people that was naive enough to say, okay, hey man, it's just sex. It, whatever. We friends, we cool, it's just sex. No, it's not. It's not. It would have to be a stranger who you did not see and you did not interact with at all. And y'all only met up in a hotel room at 6:00 and y'all never talked about each other. It would have to be like a paid escort kind of thing. Have you seen Molly's Game before? Wait, is that Molly's Game? No. It's Sloan. That movie where that chick was that, she worked on Capitol Hill. She was like a fixer or something like that. And she used to pay an escort to come to her hotel room and sleep with her and all of this stuff. But her regular couldn't make it, so they sent in like a fill-in. And that dude started catching feelings. And she started catching feelings for him. I'm like, that crap happens. That's human nature, to connect and be relatable to somebody, to share what we call this life with. That's expected. We are programmed to do that from birth. It's not like, you know, you were raised by yourself, you probably still want to connect. But like, connections are normal. So for us to connect intimately and not think that we want to connect on a deeper level apart from that with somebody, I think it's like extremely naive and immature to think.
Well, okay, so cool. You disagree with that one situation, but let's be real. The show is Boss. Like, that the concept of the whole show is ridiculous. So for you to even sit there and be that doggone critical,
you know,
of something that our society needs as a Black community, being able to openly discuss the things that we are dealing with, you crazy.
But I don't think that's just a Black thing, though. I think that's an everybody thing.
Yeah, but sometimes we need stuff that's for us. Made for us, by us.
It's FUBU.
With us in mind. Literally.
We need more FUBU. I thought we were over that.
Speaking of FUBU, have you looked at how much it costs to buy a hoodie online lately?
It better be less than $10.
Why? Why should it be less than $10? Let's talk about that. Why should a company that is designed by Black people for Black people be less? Why should our stuff be less than $10? Please explain.
Well, okay. Well, let's do, you know, I'm a very objective thinker. So I guarantee you, if I looked right now at the stock value of FUBU, let me look it up.
Okay, hurry up and keep talking while you look.
Okay. Stock value of FUBU. Mm-hmm. Okay, they got an FU.
Okay, what, so is this is my thing. You trying to...
FUBU ain't even traded. It's not. I can't get no value on FUBU.
Okay.
Let me put it like this. That brand has no social relevance today. So
says who, though? That's my question. Says who?
Says us.
Who is us?
Black people.
look online right now at the price of a FUBU hoodie.
All right.
You're gonna be shocked. Just type it in.
Thanks, nah.
Because let me tell you why. Because the trends that people are setting are not trends anymore. I mean, they're not new trends. They're old trends that keep coming back. So, if Fila comes back and Adidas made a huge comeback, because Adidas was falling off there for a while too, and all these other brands that people used to love in the 90s and the 80s are
Rock-A-Wear,
coming back.
Sanja.
Was one of those brands.
K-Swiss.
So,
Cross Colors. Yeah.
Speaking of K-Swiss, I can't wait for K-Swiss to come back. I'm probably one of the only people in the world.
Well, go ahead and start that movement and let it go.
Oh,
back.
I will forever wear the original, traditional, all-white K-Swiss, no matter what people say. Love it. But It will come back. But the crazy thing is, okay, let me think of what brand I was champion, right? So I had a hoodie that was actually my boyfriend's, and it was a champion hoodie. And my sister, my little sister, who's 13, was like, why are you wearing that? And I'm like, number one.
Great question.
It's good quality. The cotton is nice. Like it feels person. Good. And I like the way it looks. So that's why I'm wearing it. Why do you wear what you wear? Because everybody else wears it. I'm like, be a trendsetter. Don't follow trends. Champion is never going to be popular. It's never going to come back. Cool. The next year. Hey, so you're in Atlanta now. Do they have any like Champion? Yeah. Yes, they do. And you want to know how much the Champion hoodie that I had on last year costs now?
How much?
I don't know. Probably about $55 bucks. Because y'all ain't out here doing nothing different. Y'all out here recycling trends. I got nothing bad. Y'all got no original ideas floating through y'all's head. Y'all recycling trends. And the rest of y'all are following the recycling.
So basically, if I was smart, I would just buy all my FUBU stuff now and then wait until it became popular again and then bring that hoe back so I can crack it at a discount.
You just wear it because you like it. Like, we ain't talking about making profit off of a hoodie. I'm talking about, did you like it? Yeah, wear it. Cool.
I'm trying to be cracking at a discount. So
I found a FUBU hoodie in my car. Don't know whose it was. Couldn't fit it. I was kind of pissed because I'm like, it was a nice hoodie. Gave it to my sister. She'd been rocking it. She was like, you know what? I'm about to get online and find me another one. She was like, $65? What happened?
Y'all go ahead and do that. Y'all go ahead and do that. That trend train will miss me. I will not be on that one. Because I'm not buying FUBU.
But is that something that you desire? If not, you shouldn't be buying it anyway because it's a trend.
No, that's not my style at all. I don't dress hip hop. I'm grown. I don't dress hip hop. You know, I like my clothes to fit, not be baggy.
Now, take a little pause right there. Just because you feel like you super grown don't got nothing to do with people dressing in athletic wear. Don't be mixing up the two.
No, I'm not. I wear my Nike and I wear my Adidas and I got my athletic gear. But, you know, my whole thing is I don't like to put a bunch of labels, or a lot of my clothes don't have a bunch of labels on it. So, like, when I think about the FUBU, like, that huge FB on the front of my hoodie, like, it's a no-go for me. Or Fat Albert on my stuff, that's a no-go.
Cool. Like, but just don't be sitting here, hey, I'm too grown to be wearing FUBU. No, you just don't like it, period. I ain't too grown for it. It's just not
too grown.
All of my style. I don't wear a lot of that kind of stuff. I probably would put on a sweater rather than that. But
I think our styles are too diverse for those major brands now, because everybody kind of creates their own little look, and those own little looks don't have, you know, brand names and labels that are just like plastered all over them anymore. That's just not what it is.
It depends it depends on the person. Discreet.
So like if you look on GQ magazine and they'll talk about, I don't know, somebody's outfit, you know, that person isn't wearing a bunch of stuff that has big labels on it. You would have to know them to know that, oh, okay, like that t-shirt is a Gucci t-shirt they paid $300 for. Like, oh wow, you wouldn't know.
You're not thinking wide range of consumers. You're thinking you can't throw out GQ and most niggas out here buying regular Nike with a Nike on it and Adidas and FUBU.
But you can't get a champion.
That's what they wear.
But that's athletic gear, though. So athletic gear is different.
Right, like, and that's what FUBU is, though. Like,
it's athletic gear?
It ain't. It's hoodies. We're talking about hoodies. We're talking about sweatpants. We're talking about just t-shirts. People wear that kind of stuff. We're not talking about a suit.
If
you wear a FUBU suit with a big FB on it, we got a problem.
If I'm paying $65, I'm about to go get this Nike sweater. That's thermal fit. It's dry fit. It's cool. It's clean. It's new. It's sleek.
And FUBU can't be none of that?
All right. Present me something in FUBU that's like that. I might give it a gander. But what's up with me in this word gander? But I will still give it a try. If FUBU came out with some new stuff I'm like, oh, okay, that's some dope stuff.
FUBU can FUBU have a whole new line and you would never know because you ain't into it. You into what's mainstream right now, which is Nike and Adidas and all that. Just admit it. It's cool.
Well, I'm a Nike guy, so, you know, I stick to what I know.
Okay, that's fine. But let's let my guy have his moment of still collecting on that original idea. Because
his money, he's just not gonna get none of mine. That's all right.
It was a boss idea. It's still a boss idea.
Mr. Damon,
he was with this trend before a lot of people knew that buying black was gonna be a trend.
Mr. Damon John, if this ever comes across you, I have no beef with you collecting your money. You just won't be getting some of that money from me because I'm not buying no FUBU stuff.
You may have just missed your blessing. That man could have been looking at a resume now and been like, dang, he ain't even with it, man.
Oh, well, that wasn't meant then because I'm not wearing no FUBU, bro. Wearing no FUBU. Sorry.
I just love to see things recycled. I don't like when people take credit for it. Like, oh, such and such is doing this now, so it's popular. No, people been out here wearing that same stuff for years. Y'all just only recognize it when y'all want to recognize it. Like, when somebody that you look up to is wearing it. Because y'all are followers.
Are you including me in
this
boat?
Don't be a follower. No, I'm talking about the people out there who following. You know if you leading or if you following.
I mean, well, a lot of people are followers. I mean, it is just what it is. A lot of people are followers.
And just know that's what you're doing. I'm not saying that you can't do it. I'm not saying you're a bad person. There will be leaders. There will be followers. That's how the world works. But just know that's what you are.
But, you know, I'm not one of those people where I'm like, fashion is my identity or I express myself in fashion. I'm not one of those people. I don't even like that kind of statement because I'm like, yeah, you dress different, but you act just like he acts. So you're still the same, in my opinion. You just dress a little different. It's the same.
To be 100% real,
mm-hmm.
I am like awful at picking out clothes, buying clothes, knowing what goes together. If I feel like in my head it matches, number one, it probably don't match. Number two, I'm still gonna put it on. So I'm not really sure how much weight my opinion holds with the fashion community.
I mean, but I've dated people or a person that has dealt with fashion, been interested in, I don't know what I want to call that. But I've dealt with pursued someone who was heavy in the fashion realm. And like what I learned was like fashion is true art because it imposes and they tell us what is popular. We don't tell them what we want. They tell us what we want.
Is it true art when it's a new creation? Or is it true art because you decided, okay, all this other stuff is taken and I don't have any fresh ideas, so I'm bringing this back?
Nah, it's true art when it's new. Like an artist, he doesn't care what other people want. He expresses himself as the artist, regardless of if it will make him money or not. Van Gogh, his artistry, like, it didn't even take, you know, popularity until after he died. Same with Basquiat. Basquiat wasn't creating works of art that he knew people would like. He was just expressing himself. And then other people was like, oh, I think this is cool. Let me buy this from you. No artist creates for the sake of consumption. They just don't. They create for the sake of...
No true artist.
Design. Just design what they want. Like Drake... I know people don't like when I say Drake is the artist of our generation, but he does create based off of what he wants to create. What we want is a straight rap album from Drake with the tightest beats and, you know, a little singing here and there, but not as many ballads. But Drake is out here putting out, you know, more ballads just depending on how he feels. It's all about him. That's an artist.
I don't know. I'm still creating my definition of art. Artist, okay. I should say, but I'm not gonna go ahead. I'm not gonna put Drake into that only because it's like, okay, cool. So you hear Louisiana bounce beat, and you feel like you need a rap off of it, and you make it popular, and people are like, oh my God, I gotta have a little bit more of this bounce. Well, that's been created for years now. You didn't create it. You wrote the rap about it, but you didn't create the beat or the concept of the beat. So,
are you talking about the In My Feelings song?
Yeah.
See, but that's what I'm saying.
It's a popular song.
Somebody.
So do we create? Do we consider him to be a artist of, like, do you really want him to represent our generation? Because to me, that represents representation based on him doing what's popular or what people like is not true artistry.
He doesn't.
You're not an original creator.
But he, okay, Lil Wayne is from Louisiana, right? How many Louisiana rappers are there? Boosie, Lil Wayne,
yeah.
Trill Family, all of them. Lil Wayne, Master P. What's that boy's name?
I don't know, but get to the point.
All of these people, to my knowledge, has never made that kind of music mainstream, and they've had the opportunity to do so.
Because they were working on the kind of music that they liked. Like, it was their, that was their thing. You can't say, y'all ain't nothing because y'all didn't make bounce as popular as it could be. That's not what I'm saying. Rap music. That's not they lame. That ain't what they felt like that was for. Louisiana bounce is twerking music. Let's twerk. Cool. I don't feel like I have to rap to that. I don't think you can judge them based on that.
I'm not judging them. I'm trying to prove this point. If they, like, obviously Drake made that song in the same mind, I think that this is dope. So I want to rap to it. He rapped to it and made a hit from it. Like, it wasn't about, oh, well, do I think everybody else will like this song? No.
And that's not what I'm saying, though. I'm just saying, to me, that's not the definition of being a true artist, because you just defined it as doing something new. And that's not new. Whoever created bounce music did something new.
But that's kind of like saying, is painting new? Like, no, it's not.
But a specific style of painting is. So if I create a new way to paint portraits, then I'm a artist that can represent a generation. I'm not taking from him that he's an artist. He's definitely an artist. But you described him as one of the artists of our generation. I'm like, I can't give him that. We were talking about people who are actually creating something from nothing, like new from scratch. That wouldn't be his category. He would be one of the biggest artists of our generation.
I don't think an artist creates anything new from scratch. An artist just creates for their own consumption. That's how it's not necessarily something new. It's
okay.
Remember, I said they don't create for mass consumption. That's not why they create. They create for their personal consumption.
So who's out here creating for mass consumption?
Do you want a rapper?
I just want anyone. I mean, I feel like
Tekashi 6ix9ine, Lil Uzi Vert.
How do you know that when they created that, they were like, I'm creating this. What rapper? And I'm playing the devil's advocate at this point, clearly. What rapper do you know that makes a beat and does not have making money in mind?
What rapper?
Yeah.
I think your Kendrick Lamar's, your J. Cole's, because he dang sure don't care about what I think. your Future's, your Migos. Everybody that creates a new sound or starts a new trend, they don't do that for the sake of consumption, for mass consumption. They put it out like, I hope they like this. I think it was dope. I think a lot of artists do that.
I don't think there is a person who does something without considering any type of gain from it. unless it's a hobby and not a like a side hobby and not like a job.
But think about
it. And I could be wrong, but I'm just thinking about like, okay, so let's say, all right, I want to go into event planning. I may be at home designing certain things or like putting certain flowers that don't go together, making certain centerpieces, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this is going to work for some event, right? Which is going to make me money.
But so, that's not artistry, though.
How is it not?
When you're an event planner,
if you have I'm creating a new design and without a client, just doing it, I'm creating a new design and thinking, hey, maybe somebody would like this. You know, maybe this would work for this venue for this type of event.
See, you're
thinking, does that mean that I'm not creative?
Yeah, because you're creating with the consumer in mind.
So remember, so you think that people who write music don't think about, hey, this song could be a hit?
No.
Ever?
No.
So I think they think that just got a whole bunch of music that they ain't gonna ever. They're never. If that's the case, nobody ever becomes anything because they don't necessarily share their craft.
No, but you share your craft because it's like, yeah, I think that this is cool, but you don't share it in hopes. Well, you don't share it with the motive of, oh, I hope they like this song. No, you don't, because if that was the case, then all of our music would always sound the same.
No, I feel like we're kind of saying the same thing, but in a different way. Like, I don't know. There's no clear cut. I don't think there is a clear cut definition. I don't think anyone can define what somebody identifies as an artist, I guess is my point.
If you
your definition of an artist is different from mine.
Kanye is an artist. Kanye does not give a fuck about what you or I think. It's about what he thinks. And he puts out there what he thinks is good music. If you consume it, cool. If you don't, cool. But I still think it's cool. His fashion is—he is an artist because he don't give a fuck. It's not about you consuming it. Well, if you ain't gonna wear it, I'll wear it. That's a real artist. But if it's like I don't know, man. Anybody that's a copycatter is not an artist. So like when I was naming Tekashi 6ix9ine and Lil Uzi Vert and who else did I say?
I'm just gonna be real with you. I'm a rap person, so like these names are like, yeah, I think I saw anybody copying the sound.
I think G-Eazy, like anybody that's copying somebody else's sound, they're sticking to a formula that they know has been successful. There's no artistry to that.
But they're writing new rhymes.
Nope, but it's the same flow.
Now people like Tekashi 6ix9ine, I've seen that he has actually copied someone's rhymes. So not an artist. But
who's the dude that sings Panda? The Panda song? Panda, Panda. Who
is
that?
I don't even know who he is, but
y'all know who he is.
Yeah, I would not consider him. Right. Like I get people like that. But then I'm thinking more like old school, like LL Cool J and generation like that. Yeah, so somebody invented this whole thing called hip hop, right? And other people got into it. So the original creator is the person who created, but the people who rapped to it and came up with their own rhymes are artists as well. You can't take away from that because they didn't invent hip hop.
But like, if you coming out here and you rapping like Grandmaster Flash, you ain't no artist, bro. You just copying what Grandmaster Flash was.
But what if your words are way different than the hip? But you guys just have the same rap style because of where you came from.
You still took Grandmaster Flash's flow. That's unique to him. You're only picking it up because you like it and you see that it's working. That's not artistry. You can say whatever, but you still got the man's flow. Or if you sound like KRS-One, or if you sound like someone, or your beats are just like someone else's, then you are not an artist. You are a copycat, and you are an opportunist. And good luck to you. Like all these boys out here getting tattoos on their face and stuff.
That's just stupid as hell.
You won't even be around 5 years from now.
But I mean, I agree. I ain't gonna lie. I agree. I just feel like sometimes I gotta put the other side out there because somebody out there thinking. I mean, I feel like he cool. Like I feel like he's all things.
That's why I tell people. You want to be on the show? Email me, chrisfalcon2005@hotmail.com. You could be on this show. I will give you these works too. Like,
trade it up. It ain't about that. It's not about giving works. It's about two people, or a group of people being able to express their opinion and everybody being able to listen and say, hey, this is how I feel about it. I mean, you ain't right. I'm not right.
But
I'm
one of those people that likes to bring facts into why I believe or what I think. Like, I'm not telling you what I feel. I'm giving you facts. And I mean,
That was low key opinion. The only way you can give a simple fact is to give me research on it. That's how I feel. Like. Otherwise, if you just stating the people that you know and the things that you do, if you studied hip hop, cool. If you study rap, great. If not, it's still a form of an opinion.
I don't know anybody that can call themselves original and say, okay, I'm an artist.
You're telling me that you feel like Drake is an original.
Yes, he is.
Because he sings and raps?
No.
Everybody ain't doing that? Because I'm pretty sure I know rappers who did it before he came along.
Yeah, because Ja Rule is really the one who made it popular. Like, me and my girl went to the Ja Rule Ashanti concert.
So does that make Ja Rule the original artist?
Rap ballads? Well, the first person who actually made the rap ballad was LL Cool J.
Cool. Why are you so avid about expressing how Drake is original?
Because I say Drake, his flow is original. Like, how he raps, that's original to him. That's unique to him. His sound, his cadence, his flow, that's unique to him. But not only that, but he captures the attitude of how we feel about life. He creates a lot of anthems for our generation because it's exactly how we all feel. And he just so happens to feel that same way.
Okay. Does Drake write all his stuff, though?
Hey, man, that's conspiracy.
I'm legitimately asking because I don't.
Why are you trying to kill my boy like that?
I like Drake. Don't get me wrong. I think Drake's music is great. I listen to Drake. I got Drake on my phone. I'm always going to create a debate in a conversation because that's what life's about. Like, you gotta see the other side too. So does he write all his stuff? If so, great. He is it. If not, all right. Can we give Paul a credit for that verse that he wrote in that song?
I mean, you know, that's hearsay. I don't know if he does or not. Grandmaster Flex says that he does not write his own stuff. He may have a writing team, but I still believe that whatever. If we can call Drake maybe not even a person but a band, if we call Drake a band and he used you know, people around him to capture whatever they're doing to capture the essence of how we think as a generation.
But him as a brand is what you're saying. His brand of music is original.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Cool.
Put that man on any track. I promise you, he'll kill it. I cannot say the same for everybody else. Because I think from how he raps, he has birthed other rappers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one rapper in particular is G-Eazy. If you listen to G-Eazy, he sounds very similar to Drake. Has very similar cadence. Sounds just like, you know, not lyrically, but... you know, vocally sounds just like Drake. I'm like, boy, that's Drake's son. Same thing with Future. For a long time, I was like, Young Thug sounded like Future. I'm like, Future birthed Young Thug. And he definitely birthed that boy that did that stupid Panda song. I cannot think of his name. But yeah, he birthed him too. That's not artistry, man.
To be real, I don't give a crap about any of this unless I hear a song and it's sound just like the other artists, and I'm like, that wasn't that nigga. Then I get mad because then it's like, all right, now you literally copied everything that person did. Otherwise, hey, let's make a whole bunch of millionaires. Why not?
Panda, 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 panda. Designer. That's that dude's name. Designer. I was like,
I mean, the kids love him.
Like, when he came out with the song, I was like, man, Future is eating on this. And then it came across my radio, Designer. I'm like, Future changed his name? And then I looked it up. It's a whole petty. Other dude. I'm like,
so petty.
Boy, get this man. Get this man off of here. But you know what? You know what rap debate I'm really into right now?
What's that?
This Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. That I love that one. I love that debate.
What's the debate?
Who's better? Pretty much. I am team Cardi B all day and tomorrow.
So because music is always evolving. Because music is always evolving. We're always looking for the next great.
Cardi B should be on our show, though. That'd be a good little.
Do you feel that Cardi is better than Nicki? Are we talking history as far as what she's done for rap music? Or are we talking, hey, she's won the hearts of today's listeners? What are we talking about?
Both, honestly. Because I think Cardi B is a part of this Latin crossover that's starting to really take place. Man, I was so mad when Despacito didn't take home Song of the Year and Bruno Mars did. And I'm like, that sucks because Despacito, it was the jam. It was people who did not speak Spanish at all jamming that song. Like, my girlfriend is Latina, so of course I'm going to know about Despacito. But I was surprised.
So if the rest of us niggas don't know who he is, then how are you going to win Song of the Year?
You've heard the Despacito song.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know Despacito? Girl, you must have been on a rock all of last year. I'm sorry.
What's the name of the song?
Despacito.
How does it go? Sing it. Give me a clip of it or something, some words.
Despacito. I mean, if you don't know Despacito.
Okay. Yes, yeah, but it definitely wasn't the number one song. Gotcha.
You know how
to be
many,
real with
you? Know how many plays
this is
going to
sound so heartless, but I don't want to hear nothing. I don't know the words too. Like, if I can't figure out the words, I don't want to hear it. That's why I didn't
then you shouldn't
hear
be listening to rap.
Panda song and all of that. If I can't understand what you're saying, I'm not going to listen to it. That's probably why I don't listen to a lot of rap. If I can't make out your words, I don't want to listen to it. So I'm not, like, even Cardi's song where she has old dude rapping in Spanish. I'm like, okay, I like the song. But then half the time I'm kind of pissed because I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying. You could be saying, F all the black people, y'all get on my nerves and I don't know what you're saying. So it's like, great song, but I kind of feel some type of way about it. Because
Despacito became the 54th video to reach 1 billion views. 20th video to reach 2 billion views. That's great. Crazy. That's
what
crazy.
Does that mean about being the number one song? Was it the number one listened to song? Was it the number one stream song?
Had to be.
You don't know. Stop. What I tell you about not giving facts, nigga.
The first to hit 3 billion views. And the first to reach 4 billion views. Doing streaming. So within 272 days. All right. What was that Bruno Mars song that won? I don't even know.
I don't even know who. I don't even know what awards you're talking about. What awards we're referring to be real with you.
Oh Lord, gosh, cousin, where are you?
I don't really watch. You know how I am. Music. I like my style of music, and it's the best, no matter what people say, because it makes me feel the way that it makes me feel.
I feel you.
But I mean, if the facts state that this is the video music awards, and this video had the most hits, then yes, it should have won the video award. But if it's like country music and they're talking about Latina music, it ain't gonna win because nobody can relate to that. This is not what we're talking about here.
Man, okay.
For even the American Music Awards. Okay, so did in America, what are they basing it off of? I guess is my question. Like, what? How do they rate these songs? Is it based off of American hits or how many people in the U.S. watch the video and stream the song? So, I mean, you can feel how you want, but if they don't judge the way that you do, then your opinion's invalid.
But you know, man, I try to be objective in how I think. I think so.
Oh, sorry, I wouldn't pose a laugh there.
You don't think you're funny, huh? Nah, you're not funny.
That was like a heartfelt, like from the soul.
I know, like, that's all right.
Laugh.
It was streamed 835 million times last year. Okay. Let me see. Awards. Yeah, that's all the stats it has. It was spent 28 weeks in total in the top 10, becoming one of the longest runs in the top 10 Billboard history. All right.
Hey.
Okay.
Anyways, dang, you're still looking this up and your point's still invalid. Right. You don't even know what the other song was or the stats.
What? It's called "That's What I Like." That's the Bruno Mars song. But I say all that to say, man, the Latin takeover is happening. Like, straight up, it is. It's good. It's good for the American culture. We need to be more diverse than what we have been in the past. Like, it cannot just always be black people and white people trying to dominate the air. Like, we need a mix. I think the Latins bring in something that we don't have. They bring in another language that expands our culture, and they have a different sound that expands our ears. So, you know, that's one reason why I think Cardi B, well, that's why I picked Cardi B over Nicki Minaj, is because she's a part of that whole expansion of our listening repertoire. There we go. She expands that.
I understand that she has like one song on her album.
Who?
That actually brings in the Latino vibe. That's the only one I can think of. I don't even know the name of it, but I was listening to it quite often. We're not talking about her as a person. We're talking about music. That's what we keep talking about. Like,
well, she's a rapper too.
That's what I'm saying. She's a rapper.
Gimmick.
Are we talking about the brand of the person, or are we talking about her as a rapper is better?
We could talk about both, because I think Nicki Minaj as a brand has always sucked. Like, bro, you black and you talking about you a Barbie fam? Like, come on, cuz. Like,
you can hate it. You can hate it personally all you want, but it made her money.
Gimmick, man. You gotta, all right, I ain't hating on you like making money because other people want to be Barbies too. But I'm like, dude, come on, cuz. You can't do anything different than that. I think she gives into the falsehoods of society, and, you know, you gotta have a big butt and you gotta go get injections and you can't be yourself because all you're trying to be is a Barbie.
That's cool. So why do you feel that Cardi B is different?
Because Cardi B is a real man.
That ain't a real valid point.
Can I finish?
Yeah, but you can't start with nothing like that. You know better than that.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to get permission before I do, because I don't want to get in. Even
I'm
going to
do that anyway. Let's just be real. That's just me.
All right. Well, first of all, I didn't even know Cardi could rap for real because she was on Love & Hip Hop. And she didn't really play her music, but like on Love & Hip Hop, you really did fall in love with who Cardi B was. She was just funny. She was cool. She was candid. Like, she just was. She was cool. She was like, dang, that chick is funny. She laid back. And I think she was on there 2 seasons. And then in the 2 seasons that she was, she really made an emphasis on, that's not how I can be. I have to be more mature than that. I have to grow. And my subjective opinion is that she did grow season to season. One.
Okay.
But then two, I think her music is just like that. It's not a gimmick to it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm the hottest Latina. I'm a Barbie. It ain't nothing like that. It is just what it is. It's her life. She raps about her life. She's a rapper. She got some good lyrics. She's very unpolished. But then at the same time, she makes a point to not be. Ooh, I gotta watch my words on this one. I think she makes a point to try to be as authentic as she can be.
Okay.
And I don't think that Nicki Minaj does that, especially when it comes to, you know, booty and body parts. Now, I know that both of them have had things going on, but I just have not seen Cardi B flaunt her booty like that on mainstream. And yes, she has been a stripper too. So I would say that how she is presenting herself is as if she was not a stripper. But how Nicki Minaj presents herself is as if she was a stripper.
I don't really know where you're going with that. Neither do I think that makes sense. How she presented herself as a stripper because she was a stripper on Love and Hip Hop. So she did present herself as a stripper.
No,
as a
I'm saying she doesn't.
That's half of the reason why she became a personality because of her story. Like, hey, she a stripper and she's trying to be a rapper. They always a stripper trying to be a rapper with a man in jail or with a producer. Like, that's what Love and Hip Hop like.
But she ain't like Jocelyn Hernandez, though. Like, Jocelyn Hernandez is a stripper through and through. Like, she like, yo, I'm going to flaunt my body like I'm a stripper. Cardi B, like, no, that's not. She's like, no, that's not right. I have to mature. I have to change my imagery to be something that's more.
I definitely agree that Cardi is growing, for sure.
Yeah, but that's what I like about
her,
though.
The way that she presents herself. It's like, I'm still going to be who I am, but I'm also a person who's evolving. So if I'm still doing my little silly, you know what I'm saying, kind of stuff, but at the same time, like, that's not all that she's about. She's able to show her growth as well. Like, yeah, I got work done on my mouth because it needed to be corrected. Like, I don't have to have messed up teeth for the rest of my life. Like, that don't make sense. You get what I'm saying? So I agree to that. I mean, I guess my issue with this topic, period, is that you know how I am about what happens with the next generation becoming better as a society rather than living in the moment. So when these debates are presented to me, it's kind of like I kind of feel two different ways. Like, that's hip hop, that's music, that's where it's going, that's where it's been. But at the same time, it's like, is it really getting any better that our kids' role models are people who used to be strippers or people who feel like they have to get plastic surgery in order to be who they are, which is a rapper. So
now where rappers are not meant to be are role models. They should not be role models. I've never said that.
Rappers, I agree, but people do make them role models. Everyday people should be role models. Like, your neighbor who is working in the industry that you want to work in should be your role model. The doctor at the office who is a obstetrician and you plan on going to med school, that should probably be your role model. But I mean, that just ain't the way.
But when you're a role model, that ain't a role model. Like, I just want to know how you did it. Tell me how you did it so I can move on. That's it. Like, looking up to that person in terms of who they are and how they move, that's a role model. What they believe, that's a role model. That's how I interpret a role model being. So
I agree.
I don't think you look at a doctor the same way. You might be like, hey, what path did you take to get here? But you have no interest in being like them as a person. But
it depends on your relationship with who they are. If you know who they are as a person rather than just, hey, I only come in here for this. Do you guys actually have conversations?
That's true. And hopefully that person that you're choosing is somebody who is with upright character and integrity.
I mean, because if you want to talk about celebrities on TV, so it's some doctors on there too that I'm like, I don't want nothing to do with you because you are now a celebrity.
Who, Dr. Heavenly? I thought you were talking about Married to Medicine because I love Married to Medicine.
I am referring to the show Married to Medicine, but I mean, I like Dr. Jackie. I like Dr. Simone. Shoot. I mean, there are a few on there I'm not gonna name that I'm not all the way fond of. But
you know what? But I like Dr. Heavenly. I do, because she's funny, but she's also one of those people that's like, I know that I need to work on myself.
She acknowledged that, and
she's making those steps to do that.
Totally agree with that statement.
You can't say that for everybody else on that show. Appreciate people that's now to me, Dr. Heavenly is a role model. But, like, I don't know, like, Mariah or Quadrophenia.
Quad is doing her thing. Do not negate the fact that she is Dr.
G was like, Dr. G was like, I've been taking care of you since the day I met you. I was like, yeah.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Yes. When I'm talking about misogynist, this how misogynistic this man is. Like, y'all gonna be believing me, but then you say stuff like that. Like, what that mean? What does it mean to take care of somebody financially? I don't know. With that debate, I was 1,000% on Quad side. Like, okay, so I'm with you. While you going through college, I'm making sure that we eating and everything okay, but you take...
He said, nigga, you wasn't with me when I was shooting in the gym. Like, come on now.
And nigga, you ain't ever shot in anybody's gym. That's how petty I would have been. Have you seen yourself in the mirror lately?
Oh, why you got to go there on my dog?
Because he really tried to do Quad. And Quad is becoming a whole different, better person than most people in her situation would have ever did. And he trying to act like she is her because of him. Nigga, please.
Well, he gave her the hand up for her to step up. I'm just saying, on the first season, Mariah was
next
like,
week's oh, episode, she... we will be discussing how Chris no longer has a girlfriend because of his misogynistic beliefs.
Nah, you know what, man? Listen, I'm not misogynistic at all. I'm not saying that what Dr. G said was right. Because honestly, what Dr. G should do is take the back seat to how he feels and take and let her tell him how she feels. Because I think that in a relationship, that's your job as a man anyway.
So you know what? I'm going to stop you right there. Because we are at almost an hour. So what we're going to do,
we're
going to end this and we're going to give y'all another episode discussing this topic of, I guess, how males and females view their roles and their titles in a relationship.
I mean, but you know what, though? Before we leave off, I want to say, in all seriousness, that's the area that I take the most serious. I really do. A relationship, I take my relationship extremely serious.
Great. You'll be able to explain that in this next episode because we're about to end
why
it
you
right
like
now.
To cut me off,
an hour
man.
Is ridiculous.
All right, but it's a fun hour. We talked about FUBU. We talked about Cardi B. We talked about Nicki Minaj. We talked about Drake and clothing and now Married to Medicine. Like I have
being
fun.
Your this, own person.
Being
it's
all
been
of
good.
That. All of that.
It's been good. And I appreciate all of your input. And I agree this was a great episode. We just did a recap, naming everything we talked about. I hope y'all learned something about yourself and your viewpoint and how you feel about life. I hope you are able to see the other person's side of the debate, whether you on Cardi's side or Nicki's side.
Team Cardi.
You team, let's bring back FUBU, or we gonna stick with the stuff we actually like. Regardless, points been made. Have a blessed day.
Peace out, y'all.
We will talk to y'all later.